请我们一起来翻开圣经《约翰福音》十四章。
Let us refer to the book of John, chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章第六节。
John chapter 14, verse 6.
耶稣说：“我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能够到父那里去。”
Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me."
这是主耶稣对自己的一个宣告跟介绍。
This was a proclamation and introduction of Jesus Christ.
从来没有人这样做自我介绍。
And never in the history of mankind has there been any person who has introduced himself in this manner.
主耶稣说，借着我才能够到父那里去。
The Lord said, "No one comes to the Father except through me."
第八节。
Verse 8.
腓力对他说，求主将父显给我们看，我们就知足了。
Philip said to him,Lord, show us the Father, and it is sufficient for us.
那这个腓力啊，他有一个请求。
Philip had a request.
他希望说现在就能够看到父。
He wanted to see the Father at that very moment.
所以他求主耶稣将父显给他们看。
Therefore, he asked the Lord Jesus to show him the Father.
在人的时空里头，腓力的这种要求是是很合理的。
In human reasoning, this seems to be a very logical request.
因为主耶稣说，你们借着我才可以到父那里去。
Because the Lord said, through me, you can go to the Father.
所以腓力说，那就先让我看到吧。
Then Philip said, let us see the Father.
第九节。
Verse 9.
耶稣对他说，腓力，我与你们同在这样长久，你还不认识我吗？人看见了我，就是看见了父。你怎么说将父显给我们看呢？
Jesus said to him, Have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, Show us the Father?
主耶稣并没有来对腓力解释这个神观的问题。
The Lord did not explain the theology of divinity.
主耶稣只是这样来提醒腓力，说你还不认识我吗？
The Lord only reminded Philip, saying, "Have you not known me, Philip?"
这个认识这个字眼在圣经里头常常出现，也是一个很重要的字眼。
The term to know, occurs very often in the Bible, and is very important.
尤其常常圣经里头常常提到认识神或者认识主耶稣。
The Bible often mentions the phrase to know God or to know the Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们今天晚上，我们一起来看看这个所谓的认识神或者认识主耶稣，它有哪些含义
？Tonight we will examine the meaning of this phrase "to know God" or "to know Jesus Christ."
主耶稣提醒腓力说：“你还不认识我吗
？”Jesus asked Philip, "Have you not known me?"
这个我们也来看看这个不认识会带来怎样的结果
？Now we will examine what are the results of not knowing God.
那如果认识是很重要的话，那我们要如何来认识
？And if it is very important to know God, then how are we to go about getting to know Him？
为什么主耶稣要对腓力跟门徒来提醒说，你们还不认识我吗
？What is the reasoning behind Jesus' question of "Do you not know me yet？"
因为不认识就会带来这个不好的结果。
Because not knowing God will bring bad results.
请看约翰一书第二章。
Let's refer to the book of 1 John chapter 2.
约翰一书第二章第三节。
1 John chapter 2 verse 3.
我们若遵守他的诫命，就晓得是认识他。
Now by this we know that we know him, if we keep his commandment.
一个认识主耶稣的人，他就会遵守。他主耶稣的教训。
A person who knows the Lord will keep His commandments.
所以一个不认识主耶稣的人，他就不会去遵守主耶稣的教训。
Therefore, a person who does not know the Lord will not be able to keep the commandments.
那遵守主耶稣的教训，这个跟我们将来的得永生是有关系的。
Obedience to these commandments has a direct relation to whether or not we will receive eternal life.
所以不认识主耶稣是一件很危险的事情。
Therefore, not knowing the Lord is a very dangerous thing.
哦、那所以从这样我们也看出来，所谓认识主耶稣，它的含义包括着要遵守主耶稣的教训。
Therefore, one of the meanings of knowing the Lord is to keep His commandments.
第四节。
Verse 4.
人若说我认识他，却不遵守他的诫命，便是说谎话的，真理也不在他心里了。
He who says, I know him and does not keep his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him.
啊、虽然认识这是一个很重要的字眼。
Although the term to know is very important.、
啊、但是这个也是一个、很容易来用的一个字眼。
This is also a phrase that is very easy to use.、
啊、当然我们也会常常说我认识神，我认识主耶稣。
We will often say we know the Lord and we know Jesus Christ.
很容易就讲出来，因为我们信主这么久，或者我们正在追求道理，我们会说我认识主耶稣。
It may be easy for long-time believers or for new friends who are truth-seeking to say this phrase, I know the Lord Jesus Christ.
那这个认识主耶稣，它有一个含义，遵守他的教训。
But we need to understand that the meaning of knowing Jesus Christ is to obey His commandments.
所以第四节说，如果说我们认识主耶稣，但是不遵守他的教训，那么我们是说谎的。
That is why verse 4 says that if we know Him and we do not keep His commandments, we are in fact lying.
那不遵守主耶稣，不遵守神的教训，在神的眼中就是一个恶人。
If we do not obey Jesus and we do not obey His commandments before God, we are evildoers.
我们请参考撒母耳记上第二章。
Let us refer to the book of 1 Samuel chapter 2.
撒母耳记上第二章十二节。
1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 12.
以利的两个儿子是恶人，不认识神。
Now the sons of Eli were corrupt. They did not know the Lord.
这里说以利的两个儿子啊，他们不认识神。
It tells us here that Eli's two sons did not know the Lord.
啊，这两个人呢、啊、是祭司以利的两个儿子。
These two men were the sons of the priest named Eli.
啊，那他们的父亲是祭司，所以他们也是祭司。
Because their father was a priest, then they were also priests.
啊，他们应该从很早就开始。学他们的父亲来做这些敬拜神的事情。
They must have learned this profession of becoming a priest and worshiping God from an early age.
他们常常参与拜神这个信仰的活动。
And they were often participating in these worship services.
甚至他们比别人都还熟悉这些拜神的事情。
They should have been even more familiar with the process and procedures of worshiping God.
虽然是这样子，但是这里说他们是不认识神的。
Even though this was the case, here it tells us that they did not know the Lord.
那因为他们没有真正的来遵守神的教训。
The reason for this is because they did not truly go and obey God's commandments.
那所以在神的眼中，虽然他们做很多拜神的事情，但是他们是恶人。
Consequently, in the eyes of the Lord, they were evildoers, even though they did a lot of holy work.
就好像马太福音第七章二十一节到二十三节，主耶稣也这样说。
Just like in Matthew chapter 7, the Lord said.
有很多人当主耶稣再来的时候，他们会对主耶稣说：“我们奉你的名做这个事情，做那个事情。”
Many will say, Lord, Lord, we did this and that for you in your name.
主耶稣要对这些人说，作恶的人，我不认识你们。
And the Lord will say, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.
那既然耶稣不认识他，也就代表着他们不认识主耶稣。
And the fact that Jesus did not know them also meant that they did not know the Lord.
因为他们并没有真正的来遵行主耶稣的教训，主耶稣的旨意。
They did not know the Lord because they did not truly practice and obey God's commandments and follow His will.
一个不认识主耶稣的人会有怎样的结果？
What are the results for someone who does not know God?
请看《约翰福音》第六章。
Let us refer to the book of John, chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章六十六节。
John, chapter 6, verse 66.
六十六节，从此他门徒中多有退去的，不再和他同行。
From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more.
这是主耶稣在讲到他的肉是可吃的，他的血是可喝的。
This happened after Jesus said that his flesh was food and that his blood could be a drink.
那当时所有在场的人，他们都不能够明白，不能够接受。
And those who were in the audience could not understand it or accept it.
那在六十三节，主耶稣做了一个说明。
In verse 63, the Lord made an explanation.
那虽然做了这个说明啊，其实还是一样是听不懂的。
And even though he explained it in more detail, the audience couldn't understand it.
所以门徒当中有很多人，他们就退去了，就离开了。
Therefore, many of the disciples went away and departed from the Lord.
67节。
67.
耶稣就对那十二个门徒说：“你们也要去吗？”
Then Jesus said to the 12, "Do you also want to go away?"
这个十二个门徒他们也不明白主耶稣所说的是什么。
The 12 apostles also didn't understand what the Lord was telling them.
68节。
68.
西门彼得回答说：“主啊，你有永生之道，我们还归从谁呢？”
But Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life."
69节。
69.
我们已经信了，又知道你是神的圣者。
Also, we have come to believe and know that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
这十二个门徒他们虽然不懂主，不明白主耶稣所说的是什么，但是他们没有离开主耶稣。
Although the 12 apostles did not understand what the Lord had said, they did not depart from him.
69节，这个彼得说，我们信了你，而且我们认识你是谁。
In verse 69, Peter said, "We believe and know who you are."
所以，如果不认识主耶稣，就不能够坚持来跟随主耶稣。
If we do not know Jesus Christ, then we cannot persevere and follow him.
我们知道我们要跟随主耶稣，跟随到底。
We know that when we follow Jesus Christ, we need to follow him until the end.
我们要像保罗一样，把这一条信仰的道路走完。
We need to be like Paul and complete our journey of faith.
那但是有人会可能走到一半就走不下去了。
Some will only walk halfway and they will not be able to complete their journey.
就好像这里好多的人，他们不认识主耶稣，所以他们就离开了主耶稣。
Just like in the case of these many disciples who did not know Jesus Christ and they departed from him.
是的，在信仰的道路上面，我们一定会遇到一些困难或者挫折。
In the journey of our faith, we will face disappointments and difficulties.
在信仰的道路上面，我们有时候会遇到我们不明白的事情。
In the journey of our faith, we will face unknown circumstances.
那我们是否能够坚持我们的信仰跟主耶稣到底呢？
Will we be able to persevere in our faith until the very end?
那就跟我们是否认识主耶稣有密切的关系。
And this is closely related to whether or not we know the Lord.
在路德记里头，当拿俄米她要回到犹大地去。
In the book of Ruth, when Naomi was returning to the land of Judah,
她的两个媳妇都要跟拿俄米一起回去。
Her two daughter-in-laws wanted to return with Naomi.
因为拿俄米说，你们留在你们留在这个地方，这个地方是你们的国家。
Naomi told them to remain with their own people.
这两个媳妇呢，跟拿俄米有很好的关系，所以他们不愿意离开。
Because these two daughter-in-laws had a very close relationship with their mother-in-law Naomi, they were unwilling to depart from her.
但是这个拿俄米把整个事情 把事实给他们分析清楚，给他们了解。
But Naomi took the time to explain to them in detail what the circumstance was.
那其中的一个媳妇呢，她就放弃了，不再跟拿俄米。
And one of these daughter-in-laws, she gave up and did not follow Naomi.
那这个路德，他知道前途是看起来没有希望的。
Even though Ruth knew that it looked like the road ahead was hopeless,
因为两个都是寡妇。
Because they were both widows,
他们是空着手回到犹大地去。
They were returning to the land of Judah empty-handed.
他们不但没有依靠，他们也没有盼望。
They did not have anyone to rely on, and they had no hope.
因为他们两个人都没有儿子。
Because neither had sons.
但是路德还是坚持要跟拿俄米回到犹大地去。
However, Ruth made a determination that she would return with Naomi to the land of Judah.
她对拿俄米说，你的神就是我的神。
She said to Naomi, Your God will be my God.
你的国就是我的国。
And your people shall be my people.
除了死会让你我来分开，活着的话我一定跟随你。
And let nothing but death, cause me to depart from you.
所以这个路德啊，他是认识神。
This is how we know that Ruth knew God.
所以他能够坚持这一条追求神的信仰的道路。
And for this reason, she was able to persevere in her journey of faith.
当保罗蒙主耶稣显召的时候，保罗问了一个很重要的问题。
When Paul was called by the Lord, he made a very important question.
他问主耶稣说，主啊，你是谁？
He asked the Lord, who are you?
从此以后，保罗他就一直的在追求来认识主耶稣。
From that moment on, Paul endeavored to come to know Jesus Christ.
所以我们看到保罗的信仰道路虽然是充满着很多的试炼，很多的艰难困苦。
Even though the journey of faith for Paul was filled with difficulties and tribulations,
但是他仍然遵守主耶稣的教训。
He continued to obey the commandments of Jesus Christ.
他仍然来跟随主耶稣到底。
He continued and persevered to follow Jesus Christ until the very end.
因为保罗他认识，他知道所信的是谁。
It is because Paul knew who he had believed.
那在圣经里头有不少的古圣徒，他们的信仰的道路是没有走完。
In the Bible, there are examples of Old Testament characters who did not finish their journey of faith.
包括这个新约时代的这些圣徒，也有人没有把信仰的道路走完。
In the New Testament, we also find the same examples of people who could not complete their journey of faith.
那就都是因为不认识主耶稣。
The reason for both of these scenarios was the same, which is they did not know Jesus Christ.
那我们也来看看这个不认识主耶稣的原因是什么。
Now let us examine what are the reasons why we do not know Jesus Christ.
主耶稣对这个腓力说，你还不认识我吗？
The Lord said to Philip, you have not known me yet.
我们请也参考约翰福音第六章。
Let us refer to the book of John, chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章第五节。
John chapter 6, verse 5.
第五节，耶稣举目看见许多人来，就对腓力说，我们从哪里买饼叫这些人吃呢？
Then Jesus lifted up his eyes, and seeing a great multitude coming toward him, he said to Philip, Where shall we buy bread that these may eat?
第六节，他说这话是要试验腓力，他自己言知道要怎样行。
Verse 6, But this he said to test him, for he himself knew what he would do.
第七节，腓力回答说，就是20两银子的饼，叫他们个人吃一点也是不够的。
Verse 7, Philip answered him, 200 denarii worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may have a little.
这是主耶稣跟腓力的对话。
And this is an exchange between the Lord Jesus Christ and Philip.
那这个腓力所说的话呢，是很有理性的，是很合理的。
Philip's response is very reasonable and logical.
因为真的 这么多的人，你要哪里买那么多的饼来让这些人吃饱呢？
In fact, how could they buy so much bread that would be sufficient for all of these people?
哦，所以我们可以感觉得到，腓力这一个人，他常常用理性，他自己的想法来看这个信仰的事情。
We can infer from this passage that Philip used his logical reasoning to act out on his faith.
那其实人的理性也常常代表着就是人的这种人的这个私欲。
Human logic is also related to human lust and desires.
那所以人如果总是存着这种这个人自己的意思私欲，人就会落入不认识主耶稣。
When a person gives in to one's own lust, then they will fall away and do, because they do not know Jesus Christ.
哦，这个信仰，对的信仰，它不是迷信。
They are not superstitious when it comes towards faith.
哦，但是信仰的事情也不能够所有的事情都用理性来做判断。
At the same time, faith cannot be taken on human logic.
哦，当人只是用理性来看信仰的话，就会变成用被自己的意识、自己的私欲来占有。
When a person uses logic to examine faith, then he is being taken over by his own lust.
哦，所以就对信仰的事情常常不明白，就会成为不认识主耶稣。
As a result, this person will not understand matters of faith and will also not know Jesus Christ.
比如说主耶稣那啊，主耶稣的时候，那些法利赛人就是这样的人。
An example were the Pharisees in the time of Jesus.
有一次，主耶稣让一个生来就瞎眼的人眼睛得以看见。
Once the Lord Jesus performed a miracle where he gave sight to a man that was blind from birth.
这是一个极大的神迹。
This was a great miracle.
但是主耶稣在安息日来做这件事情。
However, this miracle was performed on the Sabbath day.
照着当时的犹太人他们所定下来的条规，耶稣的这些举动违背了他们所定的安息日的条规。
According to Jewish regulations, Jesus' action went against their standards.
因为他们认为耶稣违背安息日，所以他们认定耶稣是个罪人。
The Pharisees believed that Jesus had broken the Sabbath and therefore deemed him to be a sinner.
那因为主耶稣是被他们认定是一个罪人，所以他们也不愿意承认耶稣所行的这一个神迹。
Because Jesus was considered a sinner, the Pharisees would not acknowledge his miracle.
哦，所以这一些人就不能够接受主耶稣。
Therefore, this group of people could not accept Jesus Christ.
哦，所以他们就一直都不认识主耶稣。
And they could not know Jesus Christ.
我们请参考约翰福音第九章。
Let's refer to John chapter 9.
约翰福音九章四十一节。
John chapter 9 verse 41。
四十一节，耶稣对他们说：“你们若瞎了眼，就没有罪了。但如今你们说我们能看见，所以你们的罪还在。”
Jesus said to them, "If you were blind, you would have no sin. But now you say, 'We see.' Therefore, your sin remains."
罪的问题要能够得到赦免，这个是最大的恩典。
The greatest form of blessing and grace is for sin to be forgiven.
但是主耶稣对这些法利赛人说，你们的罪还在。
But Jesus said to the Pharisees, your sin remains.
因为他们用理性，用他们所坚持的条规来看主耶稣。
Their sin remained because they used their logic and their own man-made regulations to see Jesus Christ.
所以他们不能够认识主耶稣。
For this reason, they could not know Jesus Christ.
我们再请参考哥林多前书第一章。
Let us also refer to 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多前书第一章二十一节。
First Corinthians chapter one, verse 21.
二十一节，世人凭自己的智慧，既不认识神，神就乐意用人所当作愚拙的道理，拯救那些信的人，这就是神的智慧了。
For since in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God, it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe.
为什么人会不认识主耶稣？
Why are humans unable to know Jesus Christ?
因为人常常会凭着自己的智慧来做判断。
It's because humans will rely on their own wisdom to make judgments.
那就会让人落入了不认识主耶稣的危险。
They will fall into this risk of not knowing Jesus Christ.
请我们参考马太福音十一章。
Let us refer to Matthew chapter 11.
马太福音十一章。
Matthew chapter 11, verse
6. 第六节，主耶稣说：“凡不因我跌倒的，就有福了。”
And blessed is he who is not offended because of me.
今天我们都知道，我们会因主耶稣而来得福。
We know today that we are blessed through Jesus Christ.
但是当时的人，有很多人因为主耶稣而跌倒。
But at the time of Jesus, many fell on his account.
为什么呢？
What is the reason?
他们为什么不认识主耶稣呢？
Why did they not know Jesus Christ?
第七节。
Verse 7.
他们走的时候，耶稣对众人讲论约翰说：“你们从前出到旷野是要看什么呢？要看风吹动的芦苇吗？”
Verse 7. As they departed, Jesus began to say to the multitudes concerning John.Why did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind?
第八节，你们出去到底是要看什么？要看穿细软衣服的人吗？那穿细软衣服的人是在王宫里。
Verse 8. But what did you go out to see? A man clothed in soft garments? Indeed, those who wear soft clothing are in king's houses.
第九节，你们出去究竟是为什么？是要看先知吗？我告诉你们，是的，他比先知大多了。
Verse 9, but what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I say to you, and more than a prophet.
这里主耶稣说，你们到底要看什么？
Here Jesus Christ asked them, what did you go out to see in the wilderness?
你如果要看那个穿细软衣服的呢，你应当到王宫里头去看。
If you wanted to see someone wearing soft garments, you should go into the king's house.
因为这些人用他们自己的智慧要来看他们所想要看的。
The reason he said this is because the people were trying to use their own wisdom to see what they wanted to see.
所以他们不认识主耶稣。
This is the reason they could not know Jesus Christ.
今天教会是主耶稣的身体。
Today the church is the body of Jesus Christ.
我们想想看，来到教会，你到底要看什么？
Let us consider when we come to the church, what do we want to see?
我们通常对所谓的我们的教会，我们都会有一些的。这个期待。
Generally speaking, we will have some expectations toward our church.
我希望来到教会，我是有怎样的感觉，或者我看到什么。
I would like to come to church to have a certain feeling or to see something.
那主耶稣要问我们，你到底要看什么？
Jesus Christ asks us, what do you want to see?
那我们来到这里，我们主要看到的是看到真理，看到圣灵。
When we come to the church, what we want to see is to see the truth and to see the Holy Spirit.
如果我们不是只是为了看这个，我们还看别的的话，那么我们可能会不认识主耶稣。
If we want to see more than these two things, then we may not know Jesus Christ.
就好像主耶稣在这里所说的，你要看那个穿漂亮衣服的，你应该到王宫去看。
This correlates to what Jesus says here. If you want to see someone wearing soft clothing, go into the king's palace.
你到了不对的地方，那当然会让你失望。
If you come to the wrong place to see what you want to see, then you will be disappointed.
为什么人会不认识主耶稣？
Why will the people be unable to know Jesus Christ?
人忽略了主耶稣的教训。
The third reason is because they have neglected God's teachings.
我们请参考罗马书第二章。
Let's refer to the book of Romans, chapter 2.
罗马书第二章。
Romans, chapter 2.
在保罗的时代， 其实有很多的犹太人，他们是不相信主耶稣，他们不认识主耶稣的。
In Paul's time, there were many Jews who did not believe in Jesus Christ and who did not know Jesus Christ.
17节。
Verse 17.
你称为犹太人，又依靠律法，且指着神夸口。
17. Indeed, you are called a Jew and rest on the law and make your boast in God.
这是犹太人觉得非常他们觉得他们是拥有神的律法。
The Jews felt that they possessed the law of God.
18节，既从律法中受了教训，就晓得神的旨意，也能分别是非。
Verse 18, and know His will and approve the things that are excellent, being instructed out of the law.
他们觉得说他们是最懂律法的。
The Jews thought that they were the ones who understood the law the best.
所以他们明白神的旨意，他们能够分别是非。
They could understand God's will and they could discern between what is good and evil.
19节，又深信自己是给瞎子领路的，是黑暗中人的光。
Verse 19, and are confident that you yourself are a guide to the blind, a light to those who are in darkness.
20节，是蠢笨人的师父，是小孩子的先生，在律法上有知识和真理的模范。
Verse 20, an instructor of the foolish, a teacher of babes, having the form of knowledge and truth in the law.
总之他们认为在拜神这件事情上面他们是高人一等的。
In conclusion, they believed that they were of a higher plane when it came to understanding the law.
21节。
Verse 21.
你既是教导别人还不教导自己吗？你讲说人不可偷窃，自己还偷窃吗？
You therefore who teach another, do you not teach yourself? You who preach that a man should not steal, do you steal?
那其实这些人呢，他们是看起来好像很看重神的教训。
At first glance, these Jews look like they valued God's law.
所以他们觉得说他们明白神的旨意。
Therefore, they thought that they understood God's will.
那其实呢，他们并没有将神的教训在生活当中实行出来。
But the reality was that they did not actually.Live out God's will and His law in their daily lives.
所以呢，真正来讲，他们是忽略、轻看神的教训。
Therefore, in truth, they actually look lightly upon God's instruction.
所以啊，他们不认识主耶稣。
Therefore, they did not know Jesus Christ.
所以他们不能够接受主耶稣为他们的救主。
Therefore, they could not accept Jesus Christ as their Savior.
他们只是空有圣经的知识。
They only possess this empty biblical knowledge.
他们并没有将神的教训在生活当中实行出来。
But they did not act according to God's instruction in their daily lives.
今天我们可能可以拥有很多圣经的知识。
Today we may possess a lot of biblical knowledge.
圣经，甚至我们可以是圣经的教师。
We may even be biblical scholars.
但是并没有照着神的教训在遵行。
But it may be the case that we are not acting according to the instruction of God.
那结果就是不认识主耶稣。
And the result of this is not knowing Jesus Christ.
其实今天有很多所谓的圣经学者就是这样的人。
And this is the case for many modern biblical scholars.
其实很会讲圣经其实是不认识主耶稣的。
Although it may seem that they are very knowledgeable about the Bible, but they do not know Jesus Christ.
好，我们再看何西阿书第六章。
Let us refer to the book of Hosea, chapter 6.
在但以理书的后面，何西阿书第六章第三节。
Hosea, chapter 6, verse 3.
第六节，旧约圣经1061页，何西阿书六章第三节。
Hosea chapter 6 verse 3。
第三节，我们务要认识神，竭力追求认识他。他出现切如晨光，他必临到我们像甘雨，像滋润田地的春雨。
Let us know, let us pursue the knowledge of the Lord. His going forth is established as the morning. He will come to us like the rain, like the latter and former rain to the earth.
这个拜神但是不认识神，其实这是自古以来 人的一个很大的啊很大的软弱。
One of the greatest weaknesses of humanity is to know God, but
拜神，但是不认识神。
To worship God, but not to know God.
哦，这个好像有信心，但是其实不认识神。
It may appear as if we have faith, but we truly do not know God.
哦，所以这里说我们要努力来追求认识神。
Here it encourages us that we should pursue the knowledge of the Lord.
第六节。
Verse 6.
我喜爱良善，不喜爱祭事，喜爱认识神，胜于燔祭。
For I desire mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings.
好，啊，所以这里也是在强调着要认识神。
Here it emphasizes that we must know God.
啊，那而且这个认识神呢，我们要继续的维持下去。
We must.Endure and persevere in this knowledge of God.
现在认识不等于你将来还是继续的认识。
To know God today does not guarantee that we will know God in the future.
因为我们一开始已经讲到这个所谓认识主耶稣，它至少有两个含义。
We said at the beginning that there are at least two meanings of knowing Jesus Christ.
第一个就是遵循他的教训。
First is to obey his commandments.
第二个就是坚持着跟随他到底。
The second is to persevere in following the Lord until the very end.
当我们不再遵守主耶稣的教训了，我们就不认识他了。
When we stop obeying the commandments of Jesus Christ, then we do not know him any longer.
当我们不能够坚持我们的信仰的时候，我们就不认识他了。
When we cannot persevere in our faith, then we also do not know him any longer.
所以这个认识主耶稣需要我们不断的去维持。
Therefore, the process of knowing Jesus Christ must be maintained over time.
它不是有了就永远有。
It does not mean that once we have it, we will always have it.
所以雅各书里头说，我们要亲近神，神就亲近我们。
And James says that if we draw closer to God, He will draw closer to us.
我们借着祷告来维持着我们对神的认识。
It is through prayer that we can maintain our knowledge of the Lord.
我们要求神打开我们的眼睛来看见他的作为。
We must ask God to open our eyes so that we can see His work in our life.
我们常常借着读圣经来跟神交谈。
And we should rely on studying the Bible.As an exchange and communication with God.
让我们常常被圣灵充满，让我们有一个火热的心。
We are to be filled by the Holy Spirit so that we can have a fiery and devout heart.
求神也帮助我们，无论读圣经、查考圣经、听道理，我们都能够很用心。
We also ask God to help us be diligent and committed to studying the Bible.
这样子我们才能够一直维持着我们是认识主耶稣的。
And in this way we can continue in the knowledge of God.
那这个真正认识主耶稣也会直接的来影响我们的信心。
And to truly know Jesus Christ, this process will impact our faith.
那因为信心才能够来成就更大的事情。
It is only through faith that we can face even greater situations.
所以主耶稣问腓力说，你还不认识我吗？
The Lord said, you have not known me, Philip.
我们常常将这一句话放在心里。
Let us remember this question in our hearts.
主耶稣也要问我们，你还不认识我吗？
The Lord is also asking us today, have you not known me?
当我们不努力地遵守他的教训的时候，
When we do notcontinue to obey his commandments.
他要问我们，你还不认识我吗？
He will ask us, you have not known me yet.
当我们想要放弃了，他会问我们说，你还不认识我吗？
When we want to give up, he will ask us, have you not known me yet?
我们唱诗236首。
Let us sing hymn 236.
做结束的祷告。
Now we will have our concluding prayer.
我们求主耶稣帮助我们啊，成为一个真正认识他的人。
Let us ask Jesus Christ to help us become a person who truly knows Him.
啊，所以求他打开我们的眼睛，让我们能够看见他的教训的美好。
We ask that He will open our eyes so that we can see the beauty of His teachings.
让我们非常乐意的走在他的教训里头。
That we may be diligent and cheerful in walking on His path.
求他打开我们信心的眼睛，看见那将来的美好。
May He open the eyes of our faith so that we can see our future hope.
我们愿意那将来的永恒的美好来坚持我们的信仰。
And that our view of the future hope will build up our faith.
我们现在一起祷告。
Let us pray one